You're listening to the J John podcast. Joining J John this week is Matthew Potter. Matthew is an entrepreneur and the founder of Pray.com, an app created to encourage people in their walk with Jesus. Matthew shares an inspirational story of how he trusted in the Lord's providence as he sought to launch their new app. Subscribe to the J John podcast today to catch up with previous episodes. And as ever, if you want to find out more about the Christian faith, visit jjohn.com or follow J John on social media. You're listening to J John in conversation with Matthew Potter.
Matthew, a very warm welcome to Facing the Canon.
Honored and blessed to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
No, I've known about you for a couple of years and I've wanted to have you on the program, so I'm absolutely delighted. I want to start with the story of a very young woman who's pregnant, who goes to a church and says to the pastor, "I'm pregnant. What am I going to do?" Tell us who that woman was.
Yeah, you got it. So love that you knew that story right away. That was my mom, and that church was a block away from an abortion clinic here in the United States in Washington. And she went to that pastor for some advice on the biggest decision that she was going to make in her life up to that point. And the pastor was kind of a newer pastor, and so he was a little nervous to talk to the girl. And he didn't know her parents; he had never met her before. So he called a friend of his who planted a 20-person church in Los Angeles in a high school gym and said, "Hey, what should I tell this 15-year-old girl?" And the pastor in Los Angeles said, "You know, it's providence you just called me this morning. I just met with this incredible married Christian couple. They've been trying to have children for 10 years and haven't been able to. The doctors just told them that they can't have children. Why don't you ask the girl if she'd be willing to give her baby up for adoption?" So I was the baby the girl brought into the church, and I got adopted because of these two pastors that were friends. And my adopted dad became the head elder of our church and helped the pastor grow the church to a 15,000 person mega church here in Los Angeles. And it's one of the largest churches in Los Angeles and also one of the most diverse churches in America, actually, and probably just because of where it's geolocated in Los Angeles, but absolutely incredible church. So I grew up in church with my pastor being like a second dad to me and his daughter, Kayla, being my best friend.
That, Matthew, that's amazing. One of the things my wife and I, we've been talking about a lot for several months, is the providence of God. And yeah, looking back, how your mum, your biological mum, pregnant, yeah, going to that church at that moment in time, and then the young pastor speaking to another pastor. I mean, that's called the providence of God.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that's God rescuing you and redeeming you because, yeah, he had a plan and a purpose for your life.
Absolutely. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And it's happened several times in my life, starting with, you know, how I was brought into this world. But it's been incredible to see. You couldn't connect the dots looking back if you took God out of the picture.
Absolutely.
And so it's just been amazing to see.
You went off to college. What did you study at college?
Yeah, I studied computer information systems and computer science, and then I actually ended up with a sort of business degree. And I say that because I went to Boise State University, and my senior year of college, I actually dropped out of school. I started a vertical SaaS, software as a service company, in the real estate sector my senior year of college. I dropped out of school, brought my college roommate on as my co-founder, and we started a company called Homestack, where we built a white label version of like Zillow or Redfin or Trulia, if you've heard of that, for real estate companies. So we built real estate companies, their own apps in the app store. I built that company over 11 years. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I was sleeping on friends' couches in the United States. If you sleep in front of a Chick-fil-A, they give you a year's worth of Chick-fil-A for free when a new location is opening. So we did that to like hack our meals so that we didn't have to pay for food and we could take clients to Chick-fil-A actually in the very beginning. And so I bootstrapped Homestack, sorry, which just means that we didn't raise any money. We put it all on ourselves and we worked really, really hard over the course of 11 years to make that an incredible company. And we did that and we built, by year 11, we had over 8,000 apps that we built in the app store for all the major real estate companies in the United States. And the company...
I'm so amazed, Matthew, is that, you know, there's this dropout student from college, but you've obviously, you're creative, you're obviously gifted, but you really didn't know what you were doing, but you learned how to do it.
Yep, absolutely. I learned how to do it along the way. I didn't know how to program. In fact, you know, I had hired some people to teach me, like tutors, to teach me how to program in the very beginning, early days, so that I understood and knew how to do it. Now, I'm not the best at it. Nowhere near the best at it, but we hired the best people in the world at Prey.com and at my company, Homestack, to build those white label real estate apps.
Now, I know that while you were doing your first businesses, they were very successful, but then you kind of wondered, well, okay, what's next? And people were asking you, oh, maybe go and plant a church or help with a new church plant. But then you had this, what I would call God's providence, a divine encounter. Absolutely. With a friend in a coffee shop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so company's doing great. And by the world standard, I should have been completely satisfied and happy, but I wasn't. And I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I felt like I lost my purpose. I was just optimizing for revenue every day. We were doing really well. Customers were happy. The companies are growing. Team is happy. And I'm coming to work every day just feeling like I lost my purpose, feeling empty inside. And so I went and I talked to a bunch of my entrepreneur friends, and not all of them were Christians. And they said, Matt, shut up, go buy a fancy Italian sports car. So I did that. And that lasted for like 2 weeks, right? And then I called my pastor. I called my pastor's daughter. I said, hey, how can I help? How can I give back to the church? What can I do? And they asked me to open a new church location in Santa Monica with them. And I just said, you know what? I'm an introverted tech entrepreneur and I didn't go to seminary. That is super scary to me. But they said, you know what? Pray about it. Pray about it. And the next day I'm at a coffee shop in my hometown here of Westlake Village. And my really good friend, Steve, walks through the door. And you know what? Steve, when I ask him how he's doing, he always says, live in the dream. And that day when I asked him how he was doing, he just said, okay, I'm doing okay. And I said, you know what? Sit down, let's talk, because I know something's off, something's wrong. And he was like, Matt, I just lost my business partner in a tragic plane crash in Medellin, Colombia. We were filming a movie with Tom Cruise called American Made, and my business partner died in the making of the movie. And it was... I mean, tragic. This was his mentor, business partner, one of his best friends, and it just terrible to happen in Steve's life. But what had happened that was interesting was a former Navy SEAL, former U.S. Navy SEAL, saw what was happening with Steve and shared him an audio sermon from his pastor in Texas. And it changed Steve's life and he became a Christian. And he realized that there was no digital destination for Christians online. It didn't exist. We have the ESPN for sports. All the different sports from all around the world is on ESPN. But we don't have the digital destination for Christians. And I said, you know what? That's super interesting. He said, and I bought the domain pray.com. And actually, today I was at this coffee shop to meet someone who would help me build an app. And they said they couldn't do it. And then I ran into you and I said, Steve, we've been friends a long time, but you probably don't know. I just built 8,000 apps in the App Store. And I didn't know that Steve was the 29-year-old CEO of the world's largest aerial production company. They had 50 aircraft, helicopters, planes, and jets, and they were filming movies all over the world, like Jurassic Park, Transformers. And I didn't know that Steve just became a Christian until he told me. And he didn't know that I just talked to my pastor's daughter the night before. So divine providence, I said, Steve, this meeting is providence. You may not know what that means yet, but I'll teach you because you just became a Christian, but this is providence that we're running into each other. I'll help you with the digital destination for Christians online. I'll do it for free, whatever you need.
I mean, talk about God's providence. We sometimes say, Matthew, is it a God idea or is it a good idea? And it's like you bumped into a God moment in that, there should be a little plaque in that coffee shop. You know, pray.com was birthed here. Now, so tell us, what did the two of you then do? Because I know you did some research. Tell us about that and how did you begin to not just have the vision, but know how to put the content together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got two other co-founders for Pray.com because we knew that we needed an incredible CFO who could understand the ins and outs of everything that we were doing. So we found this incredible guy. His name's Michael Lynn. He was at Merrill Lynch, and he was managing around $800 million as a private banker at Merrill Lynch. And so we brought Mike onto the team. He grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then we brought another guy, Ryan Beck, onto the team. And Ryan went to middle school with Steve. And while Steve was working on being an All-American and going to USC and winning a Rose Bowl, Ryan was working on being America's Most Wanted. And he was the largest drug dealer in our neighborhood. But he went to jail, got saved by some inmates in jail, and read the Bible and became a Christian. And when he got out, he got a job at a church. And then the church gave him a scholarship to go to college to be a computer engineer. So we hired Ryan as our CTO, and he's an incredible guy. Then the first 2 years, we didn't actually build any software. We went out and we did a bunch of research. We did something what's called the mom test. So we went and tested ideas and product ideas with thousands of people, hundreds of pastors, thousands of lay people, and we asked them what they would want from Pray.com. How could we strengthen their faith? How could we help them with their spiritual and mental health? And they gave us a bunch of different ideas. And so we started building software, and it took us 2 years to do all the research and figure out what we wanted to build, what we wanted to do. And then we started testing all of those ideas in the app.
That's incredible. And what did you call it? You called it the mom test.
It's called the mom test. Yeah. Because your mom will always tell you, oh, that's great. You know, whatever you're doing, oh, that's great. It'll be great. You know, and people want to always be people pleasers. They want to tell you that what you're doing is great.
And I love the fact, Matthew, that you didn't rush into this and that you actually did take your time to research, to reflect. And that's so important. I think today so much is very instant, isn't it? And not much thought goes into it. Whereas it's very commendable to you and your colleagues for doing that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we feel a big weight and sense of stewardship with the domain pray.com. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything that's right in the eyes of God. So we wanted to make sure that we did a bunch of research with varying different groups. We were very intentional, older church populations, younger church populations, Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist. You know, we went through all the different denominations of Christianity as well as different parts of the United States. There's different, theologies and different things that people think about. So we wanted to make sure that we took great care in being inclusive over exclusive, as well as making something that could help the large majority, the big C church, the kingdom. And we also reached out to international pastors and congregations as well, from, you know, Africa to Philippines to UK and New Zealand and Australia and other places, just because we wanted to make sure that we built something that would work for everyone.
So then when you got, Matthew, all that information and you got all that research, I mean, it must have been huge and phenomenal. Were there lots of common denominators within churches around the world?
Absolutely. And what we boiled it down to, what we distilled all this research into, was content plus community.
Yes.
And so content plus community, I know that sounds simple, but there's a lot of like research that backs up just the distillation of that. So, but how do you do the content plus community in the right way that helps people come together, leads them on a spiritual journey through the Bible, through their faith, and helps strengthen them at the end of the day, right? So we have to be evangelistic, but also great disciples at scale.
Yes.
And so we wanted to think about, how do we do that in an app?
What I would add, Matthew? Content, community, creating curiosity for Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that's the heart of it, isn't it?
When I just wear pray.com at the airport, I get stopped 3 or 4 times. And people just go, what is that? They just want to know what it is. And the curiosity is massive, and it's growing.
So you're in the coffee shop and you have this sacred moment and you think, well, we've got some seed. It's called pray.com and we've got a little bit of wisdom. Let's see what we can do.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you had a couple of loaves and a couple of fishes.
Yep.
I mean,
and we prayed about it. We prayed about it in the coffee shop, and we prayed about it as founders too, what we should do, because, you know, we thought, you know, digital prayer, digital Christianity can be a little taboo. Just religion is taboo within like Silicon Valley and people that are building apps and all that stuff. So we wanted to make sure that we were keeping the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is prayer is the priority. So how can we help people pray? How can we bring them together around content? And so that's what we did. And it's still very hard.
Of course. Now, tell us, Matthew, what is I've seen it and I know some of the content, but for our viewers around the world, what's on there? What's available?
Yeah, great question. So we've got our daily devotionals that we do every single day. We call it the daily, and it's an awesome Bible verse with voiceover and sound effects. And then we've created 3 different versions of the Bible that are audio drama series. So we scripted the Bible like a TV show and brought in some incredible voice actors and actresses, former Disney folks, award-winning sound designers, producers, all these incredible people like oboe players and drummers. And we actually hired a 61-piece orchestra to do the sound beds. And it's absolutely amazing. So we've got this cinematic audio series where you hear your favorite Bible stories come to life. It's called our Biblical Sagas. And then we did a sleep version that helps you fall asleep at night, that's set to a specific tone. And the way the voice actor and actress, they do your favorite Bible story in a way that you would fall asleep. And then we also did an incredible kids version of the Bible where, I mean, it sounds just, I actually prefer the kids version. That probably says a lot about me.
Yes.
But the David and Goliath story, the kids version, my nephews and niece love, and they ask me to play it for them all the time. So that's some of the content. Now we've also got 70 of the top ministries in the United States, from Jack Graham to Tony Evans. They're all providing content to the platform to reach people. And they've got like, most of them have 600,000, 500,000 followers or more on pray.com of people that are listening to them every single day. So that's just some of the content that we have available for
Matthew,
you.
Matthew, what prompted you to do the sleep version? Because I'm intrigued by that. When I first saw that, and I thought that was genius.
Thank you.
Did that come out of certain research, or it was an idea, a light bulb moment?
Yeah. So I have this saying at Pray.com, in God we trust, all others bring data. And so in our reviews, we were seeing during COVID. Now, you know, a lot of my entrepreneur friends were losing their companies during COVID, and it was a terrible time. But we were blessed to be able to help people during that time. So we grew by over 1,500% during COVID. And a lot of the reviews that were coming in were people having trouble sleeping at night. You know, if you were looking at the news during COVID, you know, it was really bad. And people were having a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression during that time. And so we saw that people were having a lot of trouble sleeping from the data. And so we created this sleep series of the Bible. And then we also just launched Sleep Psalms in the app. And it took off and people absolutely loved it because they're listening to their favorite Bible stories before going to bed instead of having that big like blue light screen with the news on before they go to bed. And so it really, we did surveys with people after, and 88% of people who watched it or listened to it experienced their best night's sleep ever. So it was really cool to see.
Thank the Lord. Tell us, Matthew, what encouraging stories have you heard that you can share with us of people who've accessed Pray.com and been helped in their journey of faith?
One of the stories, we had a policeman in Ohio write in who had gotten off his shift, went home, and was fully intent on committing suicide. He had his service pistol in his passenger seat, and he was going through a really tough time in his life. And right in that moment, a friend of his shared him the Pray.com app, and he chose life. And he wrote into us and thanked us for saving his life. And we didn't save his life. God saved his life. He just used us. That was it. We decided to go on this path. We're this conduit. We fully believe that God is behind this and has his hand on us and is blessing us to help people like that policeman. There's countless other stories, but I'll just tell you one more.
Yes.
Early days, Pray.com. There's four of us, right? We're in what was a closet at a VC firm. And we're working in this closet. We set up four desks and four chairs in, it literally was a closet. We took all the stuff out of the closet to make it our office. And a woman calls in customer support, and customer support at that time was all four of us. You know, you got the founders of the company at that time. And so I picked up the phone, and it was a woman who couldn't log into the app for some reason, and I forget why she couldn't get in, but she told me that she was in the chemo chair where, and I didn't know what that was yet. I didn't have any experience with that. And so she said, yeah, I have to sit here for 4 hours and I love listening to Pray.com. I'm the last surviving member of my family. My kids are dead. My husband's dead. And this is my second time dealing with stage 4 cancer. And she just had me crying on the phone. Like it was so hard. And we were failing her. Like she couldn't listen to the app. And this was, you know, this could be her last year on earth. And she has no one else, but she's turning to Pray.com to listen to Bible stories while she's sitting in that chair. And I felt terrible. And so we got her into the app. I ended up being able to help her, and she listened to our stories. But what was really interesting is I was going around speaking at churches, and I spoke at this one church in Sacramento, and she was in the audience, and she came up to me after, and I got to meet her and give her a big hug. And I'm not a crier, but I was crying my eyes out with her. So those are some of the remarkable stories that we've been able to hear from people.
Yeah. And Matthew, you quoted some incredible stats earlier on, but they represent real people, like this lovely lady. And it's helping people in their journey of faith, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we know that when we pray, coincidences happen, and when we don't, they don't.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, it's incredible really to think that the potential, I mean, even now, it's wonderful, the accessibility to this, but there's more potential for it to reach people in countries where missionaries are not allowed to go into.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just getting started. This is just, you know, the very beginning days still, even though it's been, you know, like 6 years, we're still in the very beginning days. We're now going international with Pray.com, and we're reaching out to a lot of different countries. Because believe it or not, there's a funny stat out there where there's more smartphones on planet Earth than there are toothbrushes.
Yes.
And so you can go anywhere in the world and there are smartphones. And where there's smartphones, we can have them be using Pray.com to teach them the gospel, to help them with their prayer life, and to help them with their spiritual health and mental health. So
it absolutely inspiring, Matthew. And I love praying that prayer that Jabez prayed. And I pray that over you and your colleagues, that the Lord will bless you indeed, that he would widen your influence, and that God's hand would be upon you, and that he would protect you from harm. And I feel inspired, Matthew, just having this conversation with you. And I want one of your t-shirts. Can you send me one? I want one.
We'll absolutely send you one.
Send
Don't
me
worry.
One. And listen, I want to say to all the viewers that we have around the world to download the app and connect with pray.com.
Absolutely. And actually, if you're listening right now, I'd just love to give you the entire app for free. And, you know, part of the app, because we've spent so much money with these incredible, like, 61-piece orchestra, voice actors and actresses, we have a subscription portion of the app. But today, if you're listening, you'll get the entire app for free. You don't have to put in a credit card or anything, just create an account. And it's pray.com/Matt, M-A-T-T. So if you go there, you can get the entire app for free and check it out. Let me know what you don't like about it, because we want to make it better every day.
Matt, thank you so much for sharing that, for your generosity. Keep on keeping on. Thank you for joining us on Facing the Canon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wasn't that inspiring? I feel really inspired. And I knew a lot of this, but just hearing it from Matthew, it's great. So I encourage you to check it out. Thank you so much for joining us on Facing the Canon. Please join us again.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the J. John Podcast, press subscribe to be notified about future episodes. What a great conversation with Matthew Potter. I was particularly encouraged by the reminder to be aware of the providence of God in our lives and the importance of stewarding the gifts we have been given. Why not take some time this week to consider what gifts God has given you and to think and pray through how you can best use them for His glory? If you're a frequent listener to the program, you will know about Running the Race of Your Life, the short booklet produced by J. John that is ideal to be given away to others during the Olympic and Paralympic Games 2024. 100 years ago, Eric Liddell became a global celebrity with a dramatic victory in the Paris 1924 Olympic Games. On the 100th anniversary of his famous race in Paris, help others to discover what inspired Liddell and help them understand how they can run the race of their lives. Find out more about this initiative, request a free sample copy, and place your order at raceofyourlife.co.uk. You've been listening to J. John in conversation with Matthew Potter.